The Greg Show. Welcome back to The Greg Show. Tonight, topic is purpose. Purpose. What is our purpose? What do we do to feel purposeful? What do we do basically to allow ourselves to feel like life has more meaning, I guess. I guess really that's really what it comes down to. What do we do in order to feel like we are here to do something? And I think that's a big deal because we don't always know. We don't know because it's not like we always get like a specific task to really guide us in that direction. I think the thing about it is that we think purpose, you know, we think it's just one. It can be so many different things. It can be like, you know, just being a great student, being a good mentor, being a good professor, being someone who just is there for people, you know, I think, and just going that extra mile. I mean, you could be the friend that people can always rely on. You could be the ride that always picks people up, or, you know, maybe just someone that's there when somebody wants to vent and just talk about things that are upsetting them. I think it's such a broad spectrum of what it can mean. And, you know, it's, you know, a lot of times I think when I was kind of just serving myself and thinking that I was just going to be doing the same job, or that's all I could do, or I had ideas what I wanted to do and what I didn't follow through on, I thought that was my purpose when I had things I was trying to do. And it was distorted, you know, it really was, because I really didn't know. I was not thinking clearly. I was still in my, you know, running a gun and all that, and doing what I needed to do in my, you know, when I was partying. But it took me to a bad spot. And yeah, unfortunately, that's when you're not thinking clearly. And it's not always like you're thinking like you think about your purpose, but because like I said, I mean, people look for their purpose, but a lot of times your purpose will find you, you know, I think. And I think that that's a big thing, because we look around and we're like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm born into a real athlete's family, so I should be an athlete. Or I'm born into an architect's family, so I should be an architect. Or it's just, there's just so many different variables, I think. And a lot of times you get that pressure because they say you got to do this, and you have to do this, and you got to get into this because this is what I expect. And, you know, I think that's a lot of things that also influence our purposes, the expectations. I think a lot of times we're just living for people's expectations or what they think we should be doing, and we're not living for us. And remember, it's our journey, it's our life, it's our purpose to find. And it's not that we don't want to be helping people. We do. I mean, we don't want to be finding our purpose. It's like the only thing we're thinking of is ourselves. I mean, it is our journey. It's our way that we're going our path. But, you know, if it can really benefit others, we look to that. We look to be unselfish, you know, within that. And definitely that takes a lot, though. You know, for me, it takes sobriety. It takes a clear mind. It takes level-headed judgment, because I didn't do that for tremendous amount of time, and it got me nowhere. It just got me where I thought I needed to be, where I thought I was. And I look back on it and I say, oh, how was I thinking like that? But then I realize it's just how I would be thinking, because that's all I could be thinking like. It's you paint yourself into a corner when you're thinking like that. It's like one track mind and thinking, and you know, it's hard to find your purpose like that, because you really got to open your mind. You got to look at things so differently to really see it. I mean, you got to see it as maybe other people see it. I mean, people get good at stuff. Like, they're really good at singing or something. They're like, oh, you should go be a singer. It's just, so like now all of a sudden they're going on these paths that they're like, they think it's the right one, cause someone just told them to go do it, cause they heard them sing one time in a shower or whatever. Like, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, like, it's just, you got to think about it for you. Like, what's going to be the most beneficial? Like, what are you going to do that's going to take you there? What are you going to do that's going to be the purpose for you, that you can keep working on yourself and becoming that better version of yourself along the way? And I think that's, it's a lot that goes into that. And there is, there, you know, once again, there's more than just one purpose. I mean, your purpose can be to be a good student in college. Then you finish and you want to be a good grad student. Then you want to be a good, you know, getting a master's or something, you know, so then you're just, you know, just it shifts, like the focus shifts because you're constantly evolving and changing and challenging yourself to be better and better and better. And I always talk about how we don't ever get to the best. I mean, there really just is no best because we don't guarantee all the variables. We don't know what it is. I mean, you know, there's just so much more out there and what we think of. It sounds like it would be sort of like, you know, a little bit just, I guess like, yeah, like it would just sort of be something to discourage you that there's no best. But I mean, that's not really what I'm going for. I mean, I'm really just thinking that it's more about being a better version, as in you want to be becoming better and better and better, and realizing that it is about the journey, but it's just about how you see your progress. And not, because if you're only thinking like, I can only get to the best, then you're not going to enjoy when you're improving into the better versions. Like, remember, and then all of a sudden the better kind of takes on like even more of an important meaning, because you're like, I'm better than I was, and I'm better than I, you know, when I was yesterday, I'm better today. So now you're just looking at how you're improving each day instead of just being like, I'm looking for the finish line. When will I be the best? You know, and it's just, but if you focus more on the getting better, the improvement each day, it will definitely give you more, I think, more momentum in order to just move into that positive zone. And it keeps you more positive too, because the negativity will manifest when you're just like, man, I'm not at my best yet. So now I'm super negative because of it. And we don't want that, because it's just anything that's going to infringe on progress, on getting to a better version, is not positive. So it is negative. And that's something that, you know, once again, when we set the finish line, then we think that's it. And then all of a sudden we're just sort of like, we're living in that, you know, that one, once again, one track thinking. And like, you know, it's just, it doesn't really fulfill, everything that really should be, you know, getting us to that place we want to get to. I would rather just be improving each day. I'd rather be a better version of myself each time, and then really never get to the best, but just get better each day. I mean, like, it's not like a bell really goes off, like when you're just like, oh, I'm at my best now. Like, it's just, I mean, how do you really know? You know, like, there's always going to be somebody out there grinding too. I mean, like, you just, you know, I mean, you could be like bodybuilder or something, like, you know, be a gym like 8 hours a day. I mean, and I give them credit. I mean, that's an amazing dedication. It is. It's just, you know, but at the same time, I mean, it's like, there's always someone, then somebody's in the gym 10 hours a day. It's like, there's always someone grinding harder. I mean, and that's, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's everybody's got different schedules. Maybe that one person has to, you know, they got kids or family, like they, I mean, maybe they, the other person does. I mean, maybe the other person has an early job, so they got to wake up early. I mean, you don't know. Everybody's situation's different. I mean, you shouldn't get discouraged that someone could be grinding a little harder. I mean, it's not that you're not grinding too. You know, I mean, you're putting in an effort, you're trying to find a purpose, like you're working hard, you're doing it, like that deserves some recognition. That's good. Focus on that. You know, realize that it is good. You know, we don't always have to be constantly comparing ourselves to someone else. I mean, if it's positive, if it's like, oh, okay, I see somebody, like I see this and I want to get to this status, so I'm going to work harder, then yes, that's good. Okay, that's a good comparison. Yes, but if you're just like, if it's almost like being like, I'm not there, so I'm getting really down on myself, if it's a comparison that forces you to start channeling that negativity, then no, it's not good, because that's something that's going to affect you in a way that's not, it's hindering you. It's not really propelling you into a more positive place. And I think, you know, that's really, it is almost like a fine line between that motivation and then that, you know, that really hard, the expectation, like, you know, honestly, like motivation and expectation, because the motivation is great. You know, the motivation, what keeps you going, but the expectations can be sort of, I mean, just set to a standard that is almost really just something that's going to eventually get you so discouraged that you don't want to make it there. And then that's not the point. You know, we want to set our goals to or sometimes reasonable. I mean, pretty much all, you know, all the time reasonable, but it's not that we don't want to be challenging ourselves more. I mean, we want to challenge more to find a purpose. I mean, if we want our purpose to just be the best shortstop in baseball or something. Like I said, we're not going to get to the best, but we can at least get better and better and better and say, okay, like, what do I need to do to make sure that I'm going to get there and I'm going to be that shortstop that really is someone that no matter what, that where that ball's hit, I'm going to get it, you know, and I'm going to, you know, so it's like, there's just so many different ways that it can play into that. And we can use it in, anyway, I mean, we want, you know, sometimes our purpose is a lot of times like, yeah, it is just sort of benefiting us but at the same time, I mean, you got that person that wants to be that really good shortstop. Then you got someone that's emulating that someone is watching that and they're like, wow, I want to be that good too. So now you've inspired someone too, because of your effort, because of your work ethic, because that's your purpose. So now they're making it their purpose. And it's not like you can't simultaneously have this purpose that's moving you in this direction, that's taking you to a good place. Like if it's something that's positive that they want to just aspire to, that's good. You know, see it as a good thing. I mean, sometimes our purpose is going to benefit other people, lots of people. You're going to be that professor who's just going to put in the effort, who's going to stay out, you know, stay at late office hours, something like that, making sure that the kid who just is really struggling a little bit, you're going to reach out to them. You're going to make sure that you get to them because you know that it's important. You know that it's something that you're passionate about and you want, and you know, you see the effort that they're putting in and you don't want them to give up on that. Cause if they give up on that, you know, who knows what next they're going to give up on. And we don't, you know, these things can sort of trickle over, you know, and they can move into other, just different facets of our life. And we don't want that, because when it does do that, then we don't really know how far it's going to take it. You know, when it could start small and, end up really, larger. And especially with something that we feel like we just didn't, make a real big impact on or, you know, I think a lot of times it's like one of the hardest things to accept is just that we could have done more. And I think that's really, you know, that's a hard, it is a hard pill to swallow, because you think it could play out more it could have played out differently. And you want to believe that, you know, you could have done more, but, you really don't know. And we don't want that. We don't want that wasted potential. We don't want that wasted talent, that the stuff that we could do. But it's not only just having that talent that's given, you know, that's obviously God given. I mean, it's just, and people have that, you know, that talent, but you got to put the work in too, you know, and that's the thing. Even if we like basically know the purpose that we have, why we're here, what we're here to do to inspire, like the work has to be put in, you know, and that's something that really is not something that they can make you do. I mean, for me, it's other things like maybe lifting more weights, maybe it's stretching more, maybe making sure I stay in shape so I can move the way I want to move my energy around, you know, stuff like that. I mean, you know, no one's going to make you do it. You're going to, you know, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to light that fire. You know, it's not easy. I mean, if it was easy, then we would all reach our potential. If it was easy, then we would all find our purpose and we would inspire everyone to find theirs. But, you know, it's not supposed to be easy. It really isn't, because if it was easy, then everybody would achieve it. You know, we want it to be harder because then you appreciate it, the journey. I mean, if the journey was easy, you would have no appreciation for it. You wouldn't, it really wouldn't mean as much to you if it was just the easy journey, like the easy path, like what it was just like, okay, everything is just so simple. I mean, you know, we want certain things to just be easier, I guess, because I mean, it helps us, you know, so it conserve our energy, but a lot of times we appreciate more when we do more. You know, we want to do more because doing more is something that's going to inspire others to do more. And you really never know who's watching. You don't know. I mean, when you're trying to find your purpose, you got other people trying to find theirs too. And they're looking at you, and they could be looking at you as the leader. They could be looking at you as someone who's got some of it figured out. Maybe not all of it, but at least some of it. And that's going to give them the motivation to say, you know what, I'm going to stick to it too. You know, I'm going to get up a little earlier. I'm going to set my alarm half hour earlier. I'm going to get out. I'm going to go do what I got to do from, you know, go for a jog or run or whatever, get a better breakfast, you know, anything, man, just the little things that add up, and the little things can actually be the things that will get you closer to that purpose. You know, and I think it's like baby steps, you know, and it has to be done with like a tactic, like, you know, a certain way, like a certain, like, you know, like a way that we're going for it, because we have that in mind, it will take us to that place. It's going to take us to a better spot because we have a game plan and we're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to attack this with this in this fashion, because I know if I can consistently stay with this. I mean, I always say consistency is such a rare virtue, and it really is, because it's hard to do something really great, like just consistently. I mean, you got people that do something great like one time, but can they do something good many times or all the time? You know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, what would you rather really have? Is just that one time, or like that really good, you know, that good time, but consistently almost all the time? You know, you're looking for that repetition, you know, that repetition, but in a good way. You want someone coming with that positivity, that flair, that eccentricity. We want them coming with that consistently. Like, again, we want to count on that, because that's going to make us feel like we can do that. Like we can bring it too, you know? And I think it is the consistency, and it's not easy to do, because there's so many factors that really can stop us from being consistent. But remember that the consistency is something that will allow you to work towards your purpose, you know, and allow you to become more purposeful in the things you do. I mean, it's just, but it needs it. You need to minimize the variables, like the stuff that's really going to sort of get in the way of what's stopping you from achieving that, the purpose, like getting to what you want to get to. Like, and the things that just, I don't know, a lot of times it's just taking on a negative energy. A lot of times, like, you know, we're with people that drag us down. We're with people that sort of bring us down, you know, and I think, and they're the hardest ones to, you know, to shake a lot, because sometimes they got to be around you. I mean, a lot of times they're around you because they see you shining, and they're almost like, why can't I shine like that? And you don't want them to not shine too. Like, you want them to, but they got to find that, you know, they got to find that purpose. Like, it's you just can't write the whole thing for them. I mean, if you did the journey for them, once again, like I said, like they would not appreciate it. And we only appreciate our journeys like the most, because there are journeys. Like, we bring a bunch of different people with us. Yes, there's a lot of people along the way, but the journey is just going to mean so much to you, because you're the one doing it. You're the one that's like, it's yours. So like, you remember what you went through, all the stuff, like the people you come into contact with, how you're coming out stronger. That only means stuff to you, because you're the one going through it. Like, you're the one that's doing it, because it's never going to mean as much to anybody else as it is to you, because it's yours, you know, and that's really what it is. And that's, it's just a big, it's big. And the journey will take you to the purpose, because you're looking for it. You're looking for it because you know that it's something that holds power. It gives you power. It gives you a reason to move forward. It gives you something to say, like, I'm here, like I'm here, and I'm here to just realize and what I can do, like what I should do. Like, it's not always going to be exactly laid out. It's not, but you got to keep it in your mind that you're looking towards the positive. You're looking towards something that's going to move you in that direction. That's going to allow you to sort of clear out all that negativity and say, like, what can I do? Like, what am I going to do in order to find out why I'm here? Like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing to make things better for people? Like, what can I do at my job? What can I do with my family? Like, what can I do with my spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever? Like, what can I do in order to just make them feel like I'm really accentuating my purpose? I'm really making it like exciting to not only just to be around me, but to know me, to know who I am and like what I can do. And not, it's like, it does get into the ego thing. And it's not that you really want to get crazy about like being like, oh, talking about yourself. And so it's just, but you know, but we, and that is a factor, but the main thing about it is like, it's not, remember, when you find your purpose, you can do it in a way where you're not talking about how amazing you are. You find a purpose and you just do you. You don't need to talk about how cool it is. You just do it in a way that is, and people will notice it. And you don't have to talk about it with them. You don't have to say anything with them. You just need to do it in a way that's going to be positive and take you to that place. And once it takes you there, then you will get to a good spot. And if you can get there, then it's going to mean a lot for the journey. Like, it's going to mean some good, and definitely something that's going to be something that you're really proud of. And we want that. We want something to be proud of, because we want something that we can at least enjoy and bring to that level. And once we take it to that level, we know that we can bring everybody else with us and allow them to help them find their purpose in a positive way too, because we know that our purpose can lead to the other people looking and trying to find their purpose as well. And that's really what it's about. It's about finding our purpose, but then helping others really find theirs too. The Greg Show.